3-1-1.
Good afternoon to everyone, and welcome to another 3-1-1 radio show. I am your host for today, Senior Fire and Life Safety Officer Andrew Taylor. Really happy to have you here with me today for this show. I really hope you enjoyed last week's show, as well as we were speaking about the different things, different aspects about the fire service, that we are not just in the habit of extinguishing fires, but there's so much more that we do on a daily basis here at the Barbados Fire Service. And I really want to thank everyone who listens every single Sunday. As I always say, you could be doing something else, especially on a Sunday afternoon, which is even sleeping, especially after having that nice Sunday lunch. But we are really, really grateful to all of our listeners. And it really warms our hearts when people even see us in public and keep encouraging us, you know, to continue doing the show. And it's never about fame or anything like that, but honestly, you know, it just gives a sense of accomplishment when we know that we are doing something and people are listening, and not just listening, but they're actually actively out there, you know, carrying out these fire safety practices and keeping themselves and their loved ones safe. So, of course, you've been hearing about the major fire we had recently, and that unfortunate event has actually put about 7 or 8 businesses out at the moment. And we just want to keep stressing the importance of fire safety. And this event always brings home to us how easily and how simply, you know, you can go from one day having your business and thinking, okay, you're waking up this morning and I'm heading to work, and all in a flash, it can be over. And, you know, it goes further than the business owner losing a business, because at the end of the day, the business owner is not in isolation. He or she, they would have employees, and it goes from the employees then to their families. So it's always a ripple effect, an economic ripple effect, whenever we have these major fires, especially in our commercial businesses. Because like I said, commercial businesses, they hire a lot of people, and almost everyone that is hired by that company will have a family to feed, people to support, even themselves to support, bills to pay, mortgages to pay. So, you know, that's why we stress fire safety. And not that security is not important, because security is important. But let's just say that someone broke into that warehouse, that person would probably just take away some stuff and be on their way. But with that fire took away everything. That fire took away everything from every single person inside that building, who occupies that building. And now those people are basically starting from scratch. And I know they have to look at what is next. So, following on from that, we're just going to look quickly at some stats, always like to keep you informed and updated on what is happening in terms of stats. So for the year, we are still trending downwards for our fires. And from January 1st to November 18th, we would have recorded 923 fires. That is 923 fires. And this is compared to 1,123 fires for the same period last year. So once again, 923 fires so far for the year compared to 1,123 fires for the same period last year. And we want to keep seeing those numbers going down. Unfortunately, our house fires are still trending upward. But thankfully, we've had an ease of sense in the case of the house fires. So now we are at 65 house fires for the year compared to 58 for the same period last year. So that's 65 for the year so far compared to 58 for the same period last year. And even though we would have mentioned that we had a fair amount of the house fires for this year being unoccupied buildings, and some were derelict buildings, it still concerns us that these buildings are burning, because at the end of the day, they're not in isolation. These homes are in the middle of districts, communities, and it is so easy for fires that are occurring at these other derelict or unoccupied homes or even businesses to easily spread to occupied homes. Okay, so even though, yes, statistically for us, the unoccupied homes and the derelict homes, we can count them as a plus in terms of statistics, in terms of they're not actually homes that were occupied, that were damaged or destroyed. But still, the fact for us is that we still don't like the stats being high in the air, because for us, as we always say, one house fire is one too many. And in a country that is 166 square miles, we do not need to be having 65 house fires at this point in time, at any point in time, actually. And yes, you know, I can always go back to earlier years, I mean, the early 2000s and coming down, where sometimes by this time, this year, we would have probably been at about 100 plus house fires. So yes, I am happy with the reduction, but honestly, I really want to see the day come when we can say for an entire year that maybe we only had 20 house fires, and maybe the next year 10, until we get to a point where house fires now become almost strange to the ear. Okay, so that when someone says, hey, you know that they had a house fire today, you know, people actually are shocked to hear about something like that, and not that it becomes almost, I don't want to say commonplace, but for the past few weeks, we have been hearing a lot of house fires happening throughout the country, and especially in the St. Michael, the parish of St. Michael. And just want to remind you also again that for your standing fans, okay, so even some of the recent house fires, through the investigations, we realize that these standing fans are still an issue. So as we keep saying on the show, whenever you're leaving home, just unplug those fans. Unplug anything that can be unplugged, and just do your checks as you go around your house and before you leave home. So it's just to make sure that everything that can be unplugged is unplugged. Because at the end of the day, I think you would feel pretty defeated if you had to find out that your, let's say, home that's worth $100,000, a quarter million, a half million, even if it's worth, your home is worth $50,000, to see your investment go up in smoke over something that costs, let's say, $85 from the store somewhere. Okay, so don't let small things like that cause you, as we would say, a big pain. Okay, so just please always remember to go back and check, especially for those fans. I know the days are hot. The house can be hot by the time you get back in, and we all just love to go straight to the fan, turn the knob, and it comes on and starts to cool down the home. But please remember, when you leave that fan plugged in, anything can happen. You can have a spark, you can have a surge, anything can happen. And that fan, as I said, could cause you to lose your home. And you wouldn't want to know that something that could be avoided, something as simple as just unplugging that fan, could save you all of that heartache, could save you from having to start from scratch, could save you from having to just, as I said earlier, just be defeated and be in a spot where you wouldn't want to be. And of course, we at the fire service wouldn't want you to be in, because you could ask fire officers throughout the service. Even though fighting fire is our job, we are never happy to respond to a house fire, because we know at the end of the day, it is a great loss for the homeowners and the families. So it is not something that we look forward to. Yes, it is our job to extinguish fires and to execute rescues, but trust me, it is nothing that we look forward to when we hear a house fire. And actually, that is why we treat house fires with almost an extra urgency, because we really try to get there quickly, but safely, and try to extinguish the fire, try to save the home, and of course, try to save the homes that are near to the one that is having the fire. Okay, so just remember, be safe, okay? Be cautious, do your checks, and everything should go well. You can't really, well, yes, there are some accidents that can be avoided, but there are certain things that will happen, but we're just gonna try to reduce the probability of those things happening by doing our checks and being cautious as we go around. Not paranoid, but cautious. And I know that we are fully into our, what we call our holiday season. And yes, even though most of us would think about holiday season as Christmas, but really, if we look at it, there's a lot of activity going on even from now in November. Okay, so a lot of events happening, a lot of parties, fests, and these things extend into the what we call our Christmas season or our true holiday season. And even if you had to, I guess, check your IG pages and your WhatsApp and Facebook, you know, people are baking the conkeys and the pone, all that sort of stuff. So people are in that full holiday effect. So we just want to remind you as you're cooking, you know, just to make sure that you are not tired. We keep stressing this, okay, that you're not tired. Don't push yourselves too much. Okay, as I said, it doesn't make any sense losing your investment over a cake or a conkey, okay, or a pan of corn. So just make sure that even if you plan to do a lot of baking, that you set a schedule, okay, you prepare properly and you do all of your baking and cooking in a safe manner. And even going on from the cooking and everything, you also realize that there's a lot more movement, okay, movement of people and especially vehicular traffic, because I know for sure anyone who drives can tell you about, I don't even know what I call it these days, the traffic, well, I leave it as a traffic situation in Barbados right now. And obviously with greater movement of traffic, it increases the probability of accidents. And this is something I know it's a fire safety show, but even if you hear the change in the title, okay, or the ranks that we carry, we've moved from just simply fire prevention officers to fire and life safety officers, because we realize that yes, fire safety is just one aspect of it, but public life safety is truly the big picture. Okay, so speaking now to motor vehicle accidents, and for the year so far, we've recorded 62 motor vehicle accidents. 62 motor vehicle accidents, and that is compared to 50 for last year. So that's 12 more than last year. And we still have the remainder of the year to go. So I just want to remind people that at the end of the day, when you leave home with a plan in mind, it does not make any sense that you have to get to work for 8 o'clock and you leave home at 10 to 8, unless you live in the avenue or the gap next to your workplace. You cannot leave home at 10 to 8 and still expect to get to work for 8. Okay, so please take your time on the roads. we see too many little fender benders and other accidents on our roads these days. It does not make sense. Just drive, as we say, drive to arrive alive. Okay, drive to arrive alive. And I said, from 50 last year to 62 this year is a big jump. And that shows that we are not being careful, and maybe we're not as focused as we need to be on our roads. While I'm driving, I'm still seeing a lot of people literally driving and doing voice notes, driving and having full conversations on their cell phone. And as far as I know, that is still against the law. And you even up to yesterday, I was driving. And I let out a lady, and when I let her hear that she was having a full conversation on her cell phone, she didn't even look in the other direction to see if anyone was coming from the other direction. Okay. And so we really need to be careful, because cell phones are a huge distraction. And yes, sometimes you'll see people driving in traffic and they're looking down and messaging. And trust me, it only takes a few seconds for you to look away. Okay, from what is in front of you, and you could find yourself rear-ending someone, running off the road, whatever the case may be. So please stay focused on our roads. And yes, of course, speeding is another issue. As I said, if you're late, you're late. Speeding will not solve anything. And of course, you know that the greater rate of speed you drive at, if you collide with something, then the probability of serious injury or death increases substantially. Okay. Another issue I'm still seeing on the roads, people driving around with children, and the children are not strapped in. They, as the adults, are wearing their seatbelts, and these children are actually some of them are actually walking around in the back seat. Some of them are literally by the handbrake, as if they're trying to help the parent drive. No, that cannot. That it still bothers me up to this moment, and I'm saying this to you, how a parent can feel comfortable allowing a child to be just roaming around a vehicle like that. It will only take someone just nudging you in the back. Okay, say at maybe 35, 40 kilometers per hour, for that child now to become, let's say, a missile or a ping ball inside that vehicle. Okay. Or even you having to apply your brakes suddenly. There's nothing restraining that child from moving around or being tossed around in that vehicle. And of course, almost everything in the vehicle is of a solid nature. And once your body hits that, then obviously it's going to be some serious damage. Okay. So please, make sure that you are strapped in, because you know it's the law, and you know that you could face the law courts if the police catch you without a seatbelt on. Please make sure that you also strap in your children. Don't leave it a chance. Anything can happen anytime, anywhere. Okay, and the last thing in terms of the road safety, but certainly not the least, people running red lights. On too many occasions, I can literally sit at my green light and count signs before, and it's becoming worse. It's honestly becoming worse. Before, I will find one person trying to sneak through. And as I said, my light is green. I could find one person trying to sneak through. But these days, I'm literally counting signs, 3 and 4 cars still going through red lights when my light is green. And that is a serious issue. And what makes it even more serious, and I will say to this point, even deadly, the fact that you are trying to break a red light means that you are going to speed up to avoid a collision with the person who has the green. Now, let's just say I get my green and I move immediately, and you have decided you are going to try to break this light, which means you're going to hit me at speeds maybe in excess of, say, 60, 80 upward in kilometers. I'm more likely you will hit me in a sudden impact. Okay, so that's I just want to start to paint the picture here for people. And at the end of the day, the end result of that may be either serious injury or death. And when you think about it, all of it could have been avoided if you could just wait the minute the most for your leg to come back around and turn green. Because it's not like the legs take 7 minutes or 5 minutes to change. Okay? So look at it that you trying to beat the light and not waiting for those few seconds could cause someone their life, including yours. Okay, so I just really want to bring home all those points, especially this time of the year. People will be moving around, especially as the sales start to pick up. You know, people are going to be rushing around trying to capture the sales, trying to get into stores before everything is gone. But just always look at the bigger picture. Is it worth it? Is it worth your life for the refrigerator that the people have taken off $200? Is it worth your life the 20% off the off all turkeys or all leg hams to put yourself at risk or to put someone else at risk? Because that is always the issue. It is not just you that you're putting at risk. It's other people that you're putting at risk. Okay. So just wanted to add that part about the accidents. So we have come to the end of our show. I really hope that what I've said, you know, you can take away something from it. And I just want to encourage everyone to join us next Saturday. Sorry, I'm thinking about Saturdays. Next Sunday, sorry. I'm going back in time. So everyone to join us next Sunday, same time, same station, as we speak more about fire and life safety. And I also want to take out this time before I go to congratulate three new divisional officers in the Barbados Fire Service. That's Divisional Officer Marlon Small, Tramel Perch, and Patrick Edwards. So I want to publicly congratulate those three gentlemen on reaching the rank of Divisional Officer in our recent promotions. And I know that you are three officers who hold high standards. And I know that nothing will change where that is concerned. I just wish all of you gentlemen the best in your new positions. And you indeed have my support as you go forward in your new roles. So once again, as I love to say, be fire safe, be fire smart. Look out for yourself, but also look out for each other. And as we always say at the end of each show, fire prevention is our intention. Have a great week. Protecting life and property.
You can depend on the Barbados Fire Service 311.